Hello, everyone. Thomas L. Friedman of the New York Times came away from a China trip convinced that cooperation to regulate and contain artificial general intelligence, AGI, is the single most urgent issue in U.S.-China relations. While fully aware, he said, of how absurd it can sound, calling on the two of them to trust each other to collaborate, collaboration is essential to create a global architecture of trust and governance over these emerging superintelligent computers. Otherwise, they and the robots they create will surpass us, with unpredictable consequences in trade, warfare, labor, and much else. Will Friedman's impassioned plea be heard? Not likely. As was true in the U.S.-Soviet arms race, the country that is behind will do everything to catch up, and the country that is ahead will do everything to stay ahead. U.S.-China relations have been on a downward arc since the end of the Obama years. It accelerated in Trump's first term, thanks to his tariff war and the anti-communist, anti-Chinese thinking among his top advisors. Biden continued and expanded Trump's tariffs, emphasizing denial of high-tech exports and investments. Biden's advisors specifically rejected giving priority to engaging China. And now Trump's tariff wars and accompanying ideological bombast are back with a vengeance. The Chinese are appealing to Trump on the basis of win-win globalization, but such appeals are falling on deaf ears. The essence of the Trump-China policy is to pursue trade and other advantages within the framework of a strategy to isolate China. One specific way to accomplish that is by cozying up to Russia, starting with a one-sidedly pro-Russia position on the Ukraine war. Trump is all in on making a deal with Vladimir Putin that not only merely settles the war, but resets U.S.-Russia relations across the board, with an eye to dramatically reducing U.S. involvement in both Europe's and Ukraine's security. Doing so will presumably make it easier to focus on getting the better of China on trade. But playing this game, now dubbed the reverse Nixon strategy, seems very unlikely to bring China around to his position. In fact, it may solidify China-Russia relations. Even Mitch McConnell has warned that selling out Ukraine for the sake of better relations with Russia will undermine U.S. credibility with allies in Asia and beyond. The Trump strategy also affects Taiwan. Trump has made several comments that suggest a lesser commitment to Taiwan's security than his advisors have. China is all ears. That's his bargaining position, which waxes and wanes depending on how many concessions he can extract from both China and Taiwan. Whereas his advisors are planning for a Chinese invasion of Taiwan, Trump's priorities are access to Taiwan's advanced chipmaking and a reduction in U.S. defense support. His unannounced price for supporting Taiwan is an increase in Taiwan's defense spending and Taiwan semiconductor manufacturing company's fulfillment of a long-standing commitment to build a semiconductor plant in the U.S. On paper, that at least he's gotten both. Taiwan's president has announced a major increase in military spending, and TSMC, the company, has increased its commitment to a new plant by $100 billion, for a total of $165 billion. Clearly, the Taiwanese worry that they might be sacrificed on the altar of a Trump trade deal with China. All they can do is increase Taiwan's importance to the U.S., and that's going to be measured in money, not democratic values. On November 7th, 2024, Xi Jinping sent a congratulatory message to President-elect Trump that said, quote, "A stable, healthy, sustainably developing China-U.S. relationship fits with the common interests of the two countries and with the expectations of international society. I hope the two sides will keep to the principles of mutual respect, peaceful coexistence, and win-win cooperation, strengthen channels of dialogue, improve control over differences, expand mutually beneficial cooperation." Since then, Xi and other high-ranking Chinese officials have repeatedly said that China wants more rather than less cooperation, in particular on business relations. But they must surely know by now that Trump and company are not interested in high-minded principles, win-win cooperation, and ways to find common ground. Haven't they read the Project 2025 handbook? To judge from recent exchanges of enduring friendship between Xi and Putin, Beijing knows the answer to that question and is moving on. To get back to Tom Friedman's call for U.S.-China cooperation on AGI, so long as zero-sum competition is the name of the game in U.S.-China relations and cooperation even on matters of mutual interest is hard to come by, hope is scant that the perils and potential of AGI will suddenly bring the two governments together any more than will climate change or pandemic research. I'm Mel Gertow for the Global Citizen. Thanks for listening.